previously on Breakfast with Martin Vesta.
This is the vibe. The background is we're live here from Vodawald, our neighbours here in Midrand, for the Mancosa Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast, where he spoke to one of our speakers, Patrick Lambie, retired Springbok and Sharks rugby player, and now into business, like many of them are.
Yep.
Some of our other guests and speakers, I'll tell you more about them in a couple of moments' time, but it's a great opportunity for me to, and we're talking about Feel Good. We launched a brand new position, if you will, a sound of the station today. With a slogan or a slug line that I love so much, your number one feel-good station. And if you think about it, Good Morning Angels, in a way, it is about feel-good. It is definitely uplifting. It is definitely motivating, because it is about South Africans helping each other, being there, unconditional love and support and kindness and paying it forward. So welcome to your Wednesday morning, and welcome to Good Morning Angels. Now, it's my pleasure to welcome a very special young lady on the show this morning. Her name is Zanele. Zanele, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Martin?
Very well, thank you. We are so curious to know more about you and your future plans. But tell me now. So, you're from Roodepoort. That's where you were schooled, right?
That's where I went to school. That's where I started my education.
Matriculated 2017, and then when you hit matric, the question is, what do you do next? What do you want to do in life? Have you always wanted to do the same thing?
Not really. After matriculating, with my matric, it wasn't the best results. Right after matric, I was like, you know, what's next for me? Do I go and rewrite my matric, or do I go to a TVET college to maybe see what I can do? Because in high school, I did commerce. And I was like, you know what, let me take a risk. Let me go to a TVET college, go do my N4, N5, and N6. So N4 is like equivalent to matric, and then that will lead me to doing my N5, right? However, when I was supposed to move on to my N6, NSFAS and obviously finances were not balancing for me properly. So I had to drop everything and try and see what I can do. Hence, after that, I went and I did a learnership, actually.
Where do you want to further your studies?
I actually want to further my studies at Mancosa.
Uh-huh.
The reason why is because I actually have two people in my life that actually studied in Mancosa, and they were able to balance work and school at the same time. Mancosa was able to
Balance it
properly.
Yeah, listen, Mancosa, as it turns out, is also our partners. They're our partners in our business breakfast, where business people, small businesses, bigger businesses get together, share a morning around breakfast. Last year, we broadcast from their premises in Centurion. So we've learned a lot about them along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely great institution, no matter what you want to study. And I also like their focus on practicality. So by the time that you finish your tertiary with Mancosa or through Mancosa, are you ready to get into the workplace?
Yeah, you hit the road running. You're set up already. It's perfect.
You got the skills, right?
Yeah.
Give me a job title with those qualifications.
Well,
what does one do?
With that, because at Mancosa, I actually applied for project management.
Project management, okay.
Yeah. So the reason why I actually wanted to study that is because I do like taking on leadership roles. I don't want to be, let's say, stagnant in one place, right?
Gotcha.
So I worked at a call center. I'd literally ask my team leader, what are you doing? And then my team leader will be like, no, I'm just doing timesheets. I'm doing... Then I'm like, teach me. You know?
I'm ready for new skills and learning. Also, those are great qualities, I tell you what. So today is our business breakfast. So it's kind of easy for me to ask people just to come across over and join us in the studio this morning. So I'm going to ask from Mancosa, the registrar, Duncan Park, and also Felicia Lahana, the office administrator, just to quickly join us, you know, before they get too busy with the breakfast this morning. Thanks for joining us, Duncan.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We are excited about the business breakfast and the partnership again this morning. And I quickly wanted to pull you in before we get going with this to introduce you to someone. This is Zanele Ndebele.
Good morning, Zanele.
Zanele has great interest in studying commerce and business. Specifically, the course that she checked out on your website is project management. Mm-hmm. And she's done the qualifications. It's been a rough road from time to time, but she's here now. I have this theory, and that is that people can't say no live on air.
Okay.
It's loosely
no pressure,
called,
yeah?
Yeah. It's loosely called Martin's ambush theory.
That's okay. Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So can you not just feel the motivation, the hunger for knowledge, education? She wants to go places.
I can feel it. I suppose to preempt the ambush, I'm very pleased to say
yes.
That in Zanele's case, you know, we have, of course, seen her application, and I'm very pleased to say that Mancosa will indeed be offering Zanele a bursary to undertake her higher certificate in project management.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
Will your family be proud?
They will be very happy.
This is something you really wanted.
It is.
Enjoy project management. Enjoy the wonderful company of Mancosa. Mm-hmm. Good job, Angels. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.